Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marcia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, a Saudi source says that Saudi Arabia is in talks with Pakistan to provide Syrian insurgents with anti-aircraft and anti-tank rockets. The source, who is close to Saudi decision makers, referred to the recent meetings between Riyadh and Islamabad's high-ranking officials. Well, Riyadh is seeking to provide militants in Syria with Pakistan's version of the Chinese shoulder-launch anti-aircraft missiles known as ANZA and anti-tank rockets. The source also noted that Jordan will provide facilities to store the weapons before they are delivered to militants in Syria. While the head of the Syrian National Coalition, Ahmed Jarba, said that during a visit to northern Syria last week, that powerful arms would be arriving soon. Well, let's cross over to Chicago, joined by author and radio host, Mr. Stephen Lindman. Mr. Lindman, a pleasure, as always, to have you with us. Well, tell us the latest in this twist and turn in dealing with Syria. Now we have the Saudis actually talking to the Pakistanis about providing more equipment. When does this end? We have seen, obviously, that the opposition has not been faring well. We saw the talks actually did not go well. But instead of trying to back off of this situation, it seems that societies just want to accelerate providing more weapons for what many in the world would call terrorists.
Hi, Marcia. Always good to be with you. The Saudis never quit, do they, Marcia? But I must say they're in league with Washington because the Saudis want Assad ousted. They've been supplying weapons, all kinds of weapons, including chemical weapons. Barrels of chemical weapons have been found in Syria with the initials KSA on it. Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I mean, this has been found. This is well known, but never reported in the U.S. media. And of course, Obama wants Assad ousted. I mean, he didn't go to war against Syria, fighting a proxy war, to quit. And even he nearly intervened directly late August or early September after the Ghouta chemical weapons attack. He didn't cancel his war, Marcia. He simply postponed it. And whether the Saudis and Obama are working together. Well, I don't know. They're certainly working together for the same aim, to supply weapons to the most extremist fighters, the Al-Qaeda, Takfiris, the most extremist radical fighters, mm-hmm. to go against Assad. And I truly believe that at some point, Obama will reactivate his plan to intervene directly, and heaven help what will happen after that. I mean, this thing could go on for months, for years, who knows, and the killing will continue.
So, Steve, let me just understand what you just said. You feel that ultimately that Washington will enter this directly? Is that what you said?
Yes, I really believe it. If Assad can't be ousted the way things are going now, then the war will continue. It'll be a proxy war. And if all alternatives fail, Marcia, I honestly believe that Obama will intervene directly. And my best analogy are the Balkan Wars of the 1990s, where the Balkan Yugoslavia was dismantled over the course of an entire decade. And in 1999, for 78 days, Bill Clinton intervened directly and bombed, dropped more munitions on Yugoslavia, Kosovo, and Serbia, than all munitions used by America during World War II. It's astonishing. We're talking about the firepower of what was dropped for 78 days, because all of the ways to get rid of Milosevic, and he wasn't gotten rid of from that war, but all other ways to wrap things up as much as possible hadn't completely got the job done. So Clinton intervened, 78-day war against Yugoslavia. I think Obama will do the same thing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Chicago, author and radio host, Mr. Stephen Lindman.